Yusuf walked in front of these women. They were cutting these fruits and they looked up and they saw Yusuf walking. And they kept on staring at Yusuf and the knife is moving until it started cutting through their flesh and cutting their fingers. And when Yusuf passed away, they realized that they have cut their own hands. And they said, then when they saw him, they exalted him at his beauty, and in their astonishment cut their hands. They said, how perfect is Allah? No man is this. This is none other than a noble angel. So this cannot be a man. This is an angel. Now they understood what the wife of Aziz is going through. So she told them, she said, this is he, the young man, about whom you did blame me for his love. And I did seek to seduce him, but he refused. And now if he refuses to obey my order, he shall certainly be cast into prison, and he will be one of those who are disgraced. She is still running after him and threatening him. And the women who saw him now were all encouraging him to obey his master. They were telling him, she is your master, you have to obey her. So now the pressure is not only from the wife of Al-Aziz, but the pressure is from all these other women who saw him. Now things are becoming very, very difficult and painful and distressful on Sayyidina Yusuf. He's going through fitna. And his life is distressful. He's living in a big prison. A prison of fitna. All around him is fitna. Seduction is surrounding him from every side. So Yusuf said, he said, oh my Lord, prison is more to my liking than that which they invite me to. Now for Yusuf, living in prison is easier than living out of prison. What he's going through out of prison, outside of prison, is worse. He said, oh Allah, take me to jail. At least I will be away from this fitna. It's better for me. Subhanallah, Yusuf is doing all of this to keep away from one of the most powerful, seducing things that could affect a man. Not only is it the beauty and the lust and the encouragement of the woman and the society and the environment that Yusuf is living in, but he's also being coerced and forced to commit this act of zina. Yusuf said, oh Allah, take me to jail. Going to jail is better for me than responding to what they want me to do. And then he said, unless you turn away their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them and be one of those who commit the sin and one of those who are ignorant. He said, O Allah, if you do not take away this from me, I am weak. I am weak, and I'm going to fall into this. An admission from Sayyidina Yusuf of his weakness. We are weak. We should never think that we're strong. Our strength comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a dua that we should say in environments like this, which are similar to the environment of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ O Allah, if you turn, unless you turn away their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them and be one of the ignorants.
فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُمْ
So his Lord answered his invocation and turned away from him their plot. Verily he is the all-hear and the all-knower.
ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينٍ
Then it appeared to them after they had seen the proofs of his innocence to imprison him for a time. Now the news is spread. It's a scandal now. How can they solve the problem? By taking the innocent to jail. Instead of stopping the wife of Al-Aziz, they took the Nabi of Allah, Yusuf, and they put him in jail. He was oppressed and put in jail even though he was innocent. There were two men who were with him in jail. And these two men saw a dream. One of them saw a dream in which he's pressing wine. And the other one saw a dream in which he's carrying on his head some bread. And there are some birds who are eating from that bread. They said, because we see that you are of those who are righteous, we want you to tell us the interpretation of this dream. Yusuf alayhi salam told them, no food will come to you, but I will inform you its interpretation before it comes. The Mufassirin have different opinions about this. One of them is that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam told them, I will tell you the interpretation of the dream before your next meal is served. Before your next meal is served, you will have the interpretation of the dream. And then notice the personality of the da'iyah, the preacher to Islam. They asked him a question about an interpretation of a dream. He said, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. Now, this is number two. Number one, he told them, طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ. Before you receive your next meal, but he said, تُرْزَقَانِهِ. It is rizq from Allah. So he's driving some concepts to them. So number one, he's telling them that this food that you will receive is from Allah.
ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي.
That is of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me. Meaning I'm not going to tell you the interpretation of the dream from my own knowledge and skills. This is knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me. So he's giving credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three. I have abandoned the religion of a people that believe not in Allah. Now what does this have to do with interpretation of the dreams? This is pure da'wah that he's delivering to these people. He said, I have left the religion of the people who disbelieve in Allah. He's talking about the religion that they're following. He said, I have abandoned that religion. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And they disbelieve in the akhirah. So he's establishing in them the belief in Allah and the belief in Akhirah. Because there is no religion that was revealed to a Nabi except that it has in it a pillar of faith, which is Akhirah. And then, number five, he said,
وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ
And I have followed the religion of my fathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Ya'qub. Why did he tell them that I followed the religion of my fathers? Ibrahim alayhi salam was the caller of truth, of tawheed, in that time. He was the believer. And the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was among his children. It wasn't widespread. So the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam were famous that they were the family of Islam. The people in Egypt have heard about the news of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub and the religion of Tawheed. So Yusuf is telling them about it. He's telling them, this is the religion that I follow. So he's telling them, I'm following the religion of my fathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ya'qub. Because they were the representations of Tawheed. They were the representations of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was among this blessed family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Number six. And never could we attribute any partners whatsoever to Allah. The people in Egypt at that time knew the concept of Allah, but they knew it in a form of shirk. Because we'll find throughout the story of Yusuf that they knew about Allah. Because we talked about Al-Aziz is telling his wife, وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكَ. Ask Allah to forgive your sin. So they knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they knew about him. They were attributing other gods with him, like the people of Quraysh. They knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they used to believe in other idols and gods. And then he said, Number seven, this is from the grace of Allah to us and to mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of mankind do not thank. Yusuf is saying that this message of Tawheed is a blessing of Allah on us, and it's a blessing of Allah on all mankind. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was calling everyone to Islam, So it's a blessing on everyone. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing for everyone. This is an introduction. And then he came to interpret the dream. But he gave them another introduction before he interpreted the dream. They asked him a straight question. Tell us the interpretation of this dream. What was his answer? He said, Ya sahibi al-sijn, O companions of the prison. And look at the choice of words. Ya sahibi al-sijn, O companions. He's taking them as companions and friends. He's having a social relation with them, some closeness. Ya sahibi al-sijn, a very soft way of speaking to them. O companions of jail, you're my companions. And then he sends a question to them.
Ya sahibi al-sijn, a'arbabun mutafarriqun khayrun am Allahul wahidul qahhar?
Are many different gods better or Allah the one, the irresistible? He's not telling them straightly Allah is better. He's asking them a question to make them use their mind. It is obvious because, why is he asking this particular question? Because it is obvious to the human intellect and the human mind and the human heart that there is only one God. Allah is Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahhar means he is the one who is overwhelming and dominant over everything. So all of these other gods that you are establishing besides Allah, they have no power. No power whatsoever. So he asked them this question. And then he's giving them the answer. He gave them the question so that they would think. And he's preparing them to receive the next piece of information that he will give them. He told them, you do not worship besides him, but only names which you have forged, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. Asma, names. What is a name? A name is an abstract thing, unless it is, the name itself has no value. It is the substance which you are naming that has the value. Yusuf is telling them that these gods have no substance. They don't even exist. There's nothing behind it. It's just a name. It's just a label. There's nothing behind it. Asma wa sammaytumuha. These are names you forged with your fathers before. Ma anzal Allahu biha min sultan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not instruct or command us to do this. And then he said, the command is for none but Allah. Al-Hukm. The governance and the rule and the command belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs, in everything. We need to realize that we are following an incomplete form of Islam today. We're following a brand of Islam that is missing the Sharia. The Sharia is left out. We are following a certain aspect of Islam, which is the daily rituals of ibadah and some things that we do in the masjid and some very little akhlaq that we have, and that's it. But we're missing the sharia, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're missing the important akhlaq. We're missing the way of dealing in business. We're missing all of this. And if we do not have the intention to bring it back, and if we do not strive and struggle to do so, then we are guilty of following an incomplete form of Islam. And the only excuse we would have in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if we strive and struggle to bring back the complete form of Islam. If we do that, then we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for this shortcoming. Yusuf is saying, in al-hukmu illa lillah, all command belongs to Allah. Do we follow the commandments of Allah in business? Do we follow the commandments of Allah in criminal law? Do we follow the commandments of Allah in international law? Do we follow the commandments of Allah in politics? Do we follow the commandments of Allah in economics? Do we follow the commandments of Allah in social laws? If we're leaving all of this out, what are we following? And then Yusuf is telling them the justification. Why the rule should belong to Allah. Because he says,
أَمَرَ أَن لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ.
He has ordered you to worship none but Him. So this is part of worship. The reason why hukm should belong to Allah is because it is part of worship. And if we are not worshipping Allah in the laws of social life and politics and economics, that means we are taking other gods besides Allah. And that's why when Uday ibn Hatim walked in, Rasulullah ﷺ saw a cross hanging on his chest. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They have taken their priests and their rabbis gods besides Allah. Uday ibn Hatim said, no, we do not worship our priests. He was a Christian who had the cross hanging on his chest. Rasulullah ﷺ said, didn't your priests make the halal haram and the haram halal? He said, yes. He said, that is worshipping them. If you give a human being the authority to say that the halal is haram and the haram is halal, you have taken him as a god besides Allah. And that is what we have done in a lot of aspects of our life. Actually, the major portion of our life, we have given the authority to man. And we have taken it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf is telling them, إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandment belongs to Him, and Allah has instructed you to worship none but Him.
ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
That is the true religion. That is the true religion. If we want the true religion, that is the true religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most men know not. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330. Or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943, or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashier.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.